With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary K. Hey everyone, this is Gary K, and welcome to another pre-Infocom, I should say, edition of my Rants and Raves. The year is moving fast, Gavin. I'm here with Gavin Downey, who's the group product manager for high brightness projectors at Epson. Gavin, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well, Gary. It's great to see you.
Good to see you all, as always. And, Epson's a great place to go because you always get to see the top of the line in projection and sort of like everything that's going on with projection. And projection is one of those technologies that's always been in our industry and will always be in our industry. I mean, I just find it hard to believe that classrooms, well, first of all, you can't do image mapping without projection, but also, you know, classrooms, and there's a lot of applications where projection's always going to be used. So you're always going to have a client base. You're going to be in booth 3427, but the most impressive thing that I think Epson does every year is you always show the sort of like the limitations of every technology by showing what projection can do.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. Yeah, exactly. I think you framed it really nicely, right? When we look at the world in general, right, and people's expectations for what constitutes a large image or an image-driven experience, right? Whether it could even be in their personal life, when you go to like stadium seating in a movie,
yeah,
right, and you're up here and the screen's very close to you and it kind of wraps around, right? Or your life and faith, right? You go to church for services, you know, often AVs being integrated at significant scale, or education, as you mentioned, or entertainment, right? So imagery is getting much larger. If you ask someone, what's the largest image you've seen in the past 6 months, it's very different than 5 or 6 years ago, right?
Yeah, I mean, especially with IMAX theaters, and then now you're projecting on the side of buildings and things like that.
Exactly. So I think people's expectations, and then when you look at the technologies and who can meet those expectations, right? I think you've got projection, laser projection will obviously play a role.
Yeah.
DVLED will play a role. And I think how those work together in different environments where they shine respectively, I think that's what's going to ultimately meet people's expectations. So the booth is really designed to show what's possible with projection.
Yeah. And I think also when you look at a budget, ultimately the cost per square inch for projection is the lowest there is for any kind of imaging technology. So you're going to see, you know, you're going to always save money if you can find a way to have control of ambient light, which is really the key thing with projection, is putting it in an environment where you have control of ambient light. So at ISE, I should say, earlier this year when we were in Barcelona, you showed a new series of the L series of high brightness projectors and sort of the different ways that you can leverage those. Will that be a piece of what you're going to show at Infocom?
Yeah, as you know, I think you've spoken to it, right? ISE and Infocom are sort of very connected, right?
Yeah.
And we launched 13 new models of fixed lens PowerLight L, and they're very small chassis. These chassis are under 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Yet now they go up to 8,000 lumens.
Yeah.
So 8,000 lumens in 20 pounds, right,
it's amazing.
It's crazy, right? And they have NFC. You can connect them to the cloud for free and control hundreds of them from anywhere in the world. They have now they have optical zoom for the first time.
Okay.
So not only are they getting smaller and much brighter, they're getting far more sophisticated. And we're going to demonstrate that. So we're going all the way from 0.55 throw on a fixed lens,
uh-huh,
which is pretty rare. You can put that at the end of a table and throw,
yeah,
a huge image, or you can use it for simulation on the floor or the ground. People use it for golf sim to simulate the greens, all the way back to 2.2 and pretty much everything in between at fixed lens. So really, really bright.
So the projector doesn't come with a lens. You choose which lens you want to use, or does it come with a lens?
It's kind of both. That's a great question. It comes with a lens.
But okay.
The models we have a short throw, we have an intermediate throw, and
right,
they have optical zoom. A lot of them have optical zoom now. So
okay,
we've got this large throw range covered by fixed lens. And as you mentioned with ambient light, I mean, in a classroom setting, you know, if you're throwing 120 inches at 8,000 lumens,
yeah, it's going to be bright.
You can deal with a lot of ambient light.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of changing the game and what's possible with modestly priced yet increasingly sophisticated small chassis projectors.
Yeah, and those are all laser, right?
They are. They're all laser, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the other things that Epson always does at shows is have sort of some sort of immersive exhibit. Now last year you did a couple of things. You did a image mapping of a performing arts center, kind of a thing that you actually did in real life, and you showed a model of that.
Yeah, that was cool.
But then will you do that again? And what about something that's sort of interactive and immersive that you usually do?
It's kind of all of the above. I mean, really, maybe we just threw everything in the kitchen sink at this booth. But so we have everything from a 2x2 using all 4K, so roughly an 8K, a giant 8K display. So
okay. That's
really high resolution and massive. You can walk right
using four projectors.
Mm-hmm. Four 4Ks. Okay. Yeah. So that's kind of an interesting piece. And then we've got we have a partnership, a global partnership. Actually, it's only North America. It's a partnership with Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
And we'll have a performer in the booth, which is kind of neat from a performance perspective. Not the entire time, but certain times each day. And then we also have an interactive piece where you, the attendee, can actually interact with a large art piece and control the audio and control what's happening with your body, which is
like gesture control.
Yeah, it's really cool. And the audio behind it's really neat, kind of transcendent. And then we have a architectural projection where we're projecting on a model of a building in the same vein as what we did last year with the Performing Arts Center.
Yeah.
But it was for a centennial for a specific building in Columbus, Indiana. So it's really cool. It's kind of micro and you can see there are like people in the building and everything. It's really, really neat.
So you'll be in booth 3427. Of course, all this that we've already talked about is already at Epson.com because you're shipping all 13 of these models already, aren't you?
We just started like last month. So
yeah,
And demand has been really strong. So we're working hard to keep up with demand. And
especially in higher education, sort of went through a couple of delays because of COVID and then funding. You're seeing a lot of higher education buy projectors right now.
Higher ed and faith and even, you know, some good K-12 stuff. And we've seen actually quite a few immersive because they recognize they need light control. And then they find the throw range and capabilities cloud connected capabilities and the image quality because it's all three chip, it's all three LCD.
Yeah.
And we also introduced shifting at fixed lens. So we're putting up twice as many pixels as standard WUXGA. And when you look at 7 or 8, everyone, for the most part, right, is WUXGA. So everyone's putting up 2 million pixels.
Yeah.
Most people are one chip sequential color.
Yeah.
And we've got twice as many pixels, a full three chip color in a fixed lens projector. And they're using them for immersive.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is a good show for people to see the difference between three LCD and one chip DLP, because you'll have two or three companies demonstrating both Epson with three LCD and a few different companies with single chip, especially when they have these immersive kind of exhibits. So go to look at Epson's and then go look at theirs. I think you'll see, you know, you have to decide which one you like better, because some people like, you know, one chip DLP, but I think most people prefer the three chip in those type of environments. You definitely see the difference in that case. And I think that's where you guys really shine. But 13 different models, all in the same L-series, Powerlight L-series platform.
Yeah.
You can see all that at Epson.com. We're going to go there and shoot videos on everything we talked about here. And of course, we'll do a booth tour like we usually do and all that kind of stuff. So you can follow along with all of our Infocom coverage at raypubs.com/Infocom. Gavin, thanks for joining me today. Appreciate you doing this as always for the show. And I'll see you at Infocom.
Thanks so much, Gary. We're really looking forward to seeing you and the entire team at Infocom. Thank you so much.
Thank you.